This is Greg Tingle reporting for Media Man Australia. We're speaking to John Cohen, currently directing Sum of Existence here on location at Balmain Hospital. Welcome to the program, John.
Thank you. It's nice to be here.
So, John, what actually motivates you to keep going in the tough world of movie directing?
Well, I love the writing, and in the end, we've got to actually make the films. We've got to get out there, make our films, show people that we've got good stories to tell, and I felt I had a good story to tell, so I keep going and telling my own stories.
Absolutely, and Sum of Existence has very much got my imagination. Where did you actually get the ideas and everything to actually get Sum of Existence on the roll?
It's a mixture of things. I studied psychology, and I was planning on being specialising in forensics, so I read a lot of case studies, which tends to give me nightmares, and I write my nightmares so that I don't have them anymore.
So there's no shortage of ideas?
No, there's no shortage of ideas.
Okay.
So I just got down to writing it, and over the last couple of years, came up with the final draft with a lot of help from a lot of very talented people.
Yeah, and we became aware of some of your excellent work through our contact with Tim Maddox of Mad Films. How did that relationship first happen?
I actually met him on a tennis court.
Interesting place to meet.
It was a game of tennis organised by a mutual friend of ours, and Tim was looking around for scripts to direct himself, showed him one of mine. He ended up directing it, which we shot at the beginning of this year, and it just sort of grew from there. I've done lots of other work with him, lots of short films, and we decided to step up to a decent challenge and go for a feature.
So what really impresses you about his production that makes you want to keep doing good stuff with him?
Tim is brilliant and is DOPing and getting the shot. I ask him for a shot, and pretty much every time he gets it, doesn't take any nonsense, gets on with the job. Just a very, very strong worker.
Fantastic. And speaking of other talents, what do you look for in actors to include them into your production?
Regularly, it's actually their eyes. You can tell the truth of a scene in their eyes. If they don't believe what they're doing, you won't see it in their eyes. Therefore, a very expressive pair of eyes will often go quite a long way. Also, just a certain charm in their acting. It's an undefinable. You just know when you watch them that you want to watch them. You want to listen to what they've got to say.
Yeah, so well, we're previously interviewing Brooke Page Anderson, and she had very unusual eyes. I guess those eyes caught your attention. They're multicoloured almost.
Yeah. Her headshot, which was the first thing I saw, showed these very interesting, slightly haunted eyes. And I thought, I could have a good character for her. So I talked to her agents, Gala management. They said, okay, talk to Brooke, who's out in America. They sent an audition tape, a couple of them. And I thought, yep, there's my Liz.
So she made a good nutcase.
I guess so. I guess so. Tomorrow is the big day, and we'll see how good a nutcase she is, but I'm expecting she'll be brilliant.
Great. So what stage is the production at the moment?
We're bang in the middle of the shoot. We're almost exactly halfway there. We've done almost half our footage, half the script, so right in the middle of it.
And so when will this project likely see the light of day as far as the general population getting out to see this great movie?
I'm hoping we'll be edited April, May. We'll have done all our editing. It's going to be a long and tough process.
Okay, and what are some of the main attributes of yourself that have seen you be successful over the years in the movie directing business?
I would hope creativity. I enjoy telling stories. I enjoy spinning a good story, and I think if the writer enjoys telling the story, it often translates into the stories themselves. Therefore, they're enjoyable to watch.
Great. And I know you're involved in a lot of other aspects of creative work as well, other than directing. I believe you've got an amazing voice and who knows what other talents. Can you perhaps give us a demonstration?
Not that I've noticed. My voice is my voice. I've never really extended to anything else.
So what else are you doing apart from directing? What else makes you tick and what other interests do you have?
Oh, well, I play things like tennis now and again just to get a bit of aggression out. You know, a long week sitting in front of a computer writing, you just want a totally different set of scenery. I do sound recording as a way of bringing a small amount of money, which is actually really enjoyable. I'm beginning to enjoy it quite a lot. Besides that, I've been mostly dedicated to the last year, writing this, casting it, producing it.
Well, we we look forward to promoting it. With your permission, we'll make sure all the legals are signed off, and we'll promote this thing to the world, and you'll be up there with Adna Zerd and a whole lot of other folks in California that we're dealing with at the moment. So you're in very good company. My pleasure. Continued success.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Good meeting you.